And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Colleen's with us. I'd like to say her name first.
She deserves it.
Shauna Bryan's with
gentleman.
Us. He's second. He deserves it. And of course, Greg Warren's here. Well, we just saw Greg last week. I haven't seen Sean in a while. Good to see you, bro.
Yeah, you too, buddy. How you doing?
Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, good to see you, man.
So I sat down and I watched The Salesman.
Yeah.
On YouTube last night.
Since Todd and I are not stand-ups, this is our, I like what Todd's about to say here. If he says this, one reason we liked his special is we stuck with it the whole way through. And there has been some comedians that I really do like, but I get that half hour jokes. I don't need to watch the rest, which is weird. But that's I think a lot of people are like that. But with your special, Greg, not kissing your ass, I watched it the whole way through because it was funny the whole way through.
I watched it for 57 consecutive minutes. I didn't leave the couch.
That's amazing.
I didn't pause it or anything. And at one point, and this has never happened before.
Yeah.
I'll give you the line.
This has never happened
and
before.
And you got to watch the special, because I'm not going to give you the context. But you said a handful of peanuts and a hammer. And at that point, I have never shot ginger beer and vodka out of my nose, but I did then.
Ginger beer and vodka out your nose?
Yep.
Did that burn?
It burned a little bit.
The lime juice, it's probably going to kick.
And then I'm done watching. I'm going up to the kitchen for a snack, and my wife and her business partner are doing paperwork up there. And she looks at me, and she goes, Greg Warren killed it. So they were listening.
Oh, no way, man.
I was down in the living room. And for her to say something like that, you know, she would either say nothing or she was very impressed.
Wait a minute. You had the volume high enough that they could hear it from the other room?
Oh, yeah.
I'm shocked.
I'm deaf. I'm mostly deaf.
I'm shocked.
I'm sure the neighbors could hear it. I'll check in with them later to see what they thought. I loved the cold open, and it was just solid all the way through.
Thanks, man.
And
thanks.
Again, we're not just kissing your ass. It really is.
I know that about you.
Because a lot of times we're having a guest, and, well, we got to watch his special, I suppose. And I was happy I watched it.
Thank you, man. That's amazing.
Quickly, I want to get this out of the way because I want to ask Mr. Sean O'Brien, how is the Sphere in
person? Oh, man.
First of all, U2's your favorite band also,
U2
right?
U2 is my favorite.
Okay. I like them, too. I like them a lot. I like that band a lot.
Yeah,
so what was it like, and where were you sitting?
3 weeks ago, we were out there. I was in the section 300s.
Is that the top level?
So 4 is the top.
Okay.
I'd recommend if you go out there and you're a little afraid of heights, stay out of 4.
It looks pretty steep.
It is very steep. I mean, it's like imagine an egg, you know, sitting on like instead of on its side.
Yeah, I drove past it. I was in Vegas about a week or two before it opened for a Steeler game, and I was right beside it. And you're right, it was surprisingly more oval than I thought. And you're right, those stands must be really high in the middle.
Crazy, man. I mean, they better have some good attorneys over there because someone's taking a dip. I mean,
you can lean forward. You might go.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, I'm not afraid of heights, and I was a little shaky just going down the stairs to my seat. So.
Yeah.
But
is all the visual around you disorienting?
It's nuts, man. Yeah, you feel like you're just in this time lapse. Like you're not even. It's like you're in your own world out there because literally the entire building is a screen.
Yeah,
the whole thing is literally a screen. And it's in like if our TV's at 4K at home, this is like 64K, something like the equivalent of that. Like it's just like the visuals are just out of control.
Did it dwarf the band at all?
What was that?
Well, some of the pictures I've seen, it's like the screen's spectacular, and then you two just seems like little dot at the bottom.
Yeah, I don't even think you could just put a blanket over the bed. I don't even think they care. I think it was on purpose. They're almost like, don't look at us. All right, just look at the wall. Everyone's on their phone. And I hate that guy. I hate the guy on the phone at the concert, and I'm like,
you want to get in that video of it?
I'm going to have to get on this one because this looks too.
I think there you get a pass.
So there, I mean, you almost were worried about the guys who weren't on the phone. You're like,
how's does it sound like the band's coming from everywhere? Audio-wise,
audio. It's
where's
nuts.
The speaker? Speakers all around the whole circle.
They're literally. I think there's like four surrounded per seat in the entire out of 20,000 seats.
Whoa,
it's
really?
Something like 80,000 speakers. So the sound they say in section 400 is identical, maybe if not better. On just how the acoustics are in section 100. So
were you drunk or high?
No, I went. I had a couple
you
beers.
You went sober.
I mean, they ring you up hard at the counter. Yeah. It's gonna cost you, man. They don't want you drunk because they're probably worried you're gonna tip over. Like I said, so I think you're firing high to like $33 for a beer. No kidding. I mean, it's like 25.
$33.
And I know you guys were talking about the tips. Yeah, you better tip there. There's like 9 different tip options, starting at like 20% and going up to like 45. You know, that's a new move now.
They gave you 45 as a tip option?
It wasn't. I'm a little sarcastic. Right. But it did start like, it was like 18, 20, 25, right. 30. And then
were
the guys were looking at you.
Did
like,
you get a package for the room, or did you go in StubHub and buy the tickets separately?
No, one StubHub.
How much?
And then,
how much?
Out the door, right around $400 a piece.
Got it.
All which, by right now, that same section, you're put another one in front of that. It's probably about $1,400, $1,500.
Really?
Wow.
Because they just added another 10 dates for February. So, muscled up, stayed at Treasure Island, got through that crazy place, and beautiful. Really, really.
That's cool. I got a buddy of mine flying there this weekend to see him. So I'm actually talking to him about that. So earlier, Greg, we were driving in. I know we told you, but Nick and Puss are just adamant about Jif being the best. And do you think it's the best because you worked there, or do you have a, because that's so long ago you worked there, and that's part of your special, how you just love Jif more than anything else.
Well, I know more about the peanut butter.
Well, the hammer and the.
You mentioned a lot of specific brand names in your special, and some borderline libelous. Did you hear from any lawyers?
I don't know the definition of libel, Todd, but I think it's if you say something false, right?
Yeah.
I'm stating facts.
Well, you're allowed to opine.
You can say you don't like something.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Here's the thing, man. I spent 10 years in the peanut butter business. I have some opinions about peanut butter.
Obviously.
You know.
I learned
you
a lot.
You want to come at me
night.
About sharing those opinions, then...
come at me.
Yeah. Please do. But, I don't care for Reese's. I don't care for Skippy. I don't care for Peter Pan.
I want to ask you this, Greg, because that special has a lot to do with that. But we've known you've worked for Jif, for the company years ago. Why'd you write it now and not? Why didn't you write that bit 20 years ago?
What makes Jif better?
Well, I think there's a little molasses in there.
Okay. Yeah,
there's a little molasses.
It's ingredients.
There you go.
And to Tyler's question, why?
It was the first peanut butter to go a little sweeter. All right.
It spreads better than everything else too.
Well, and
talking about Skippy or Peter Pan or whatever, you go to try to spread that across a piece of bread, it's going to get lumped up, and it's a disaster.
You don't have to convince Greg.
Tyler had a good question there.
What's that?
Why have you been sitting on this bit for like 20 years? You obviously have
strong
opinions.
Well, because here's the thing, man. I knew it was an important topic, you know,
and at the right time.
20 years ago, I wasn't a very skilled comedian. You know,
Well, 10 years ago you were. 15 years ago you were.
Yeah,
I was okay, you know, but I wanted to make sure I was that I had the skills to talk about it, you know, because I knew once I put it out there, I was gonna come on big shows like this and field a lot of questions, and I mean,
Sean, how long were you around hearing him flesh this bit out over the years?
I think what the genesis of this was during COVID, right?
Yeah,
when you kind of started
the peanut butter bit.
Yeah, to be really honest, like I've taken 5 or 10 runs at doing material about Procter & Gamble, and I just never got anywhere. I mean, it was fine.
Yeah.
And then over COVID, I just put out another special, and I was like, all right, I got nothing to write about.
Right.
I'm going to try again. And I just sort of started writing. I just sort of adopted the character of the of a loyalist, you know, which I am. Yeah. I am.
But you made it hardcore.
Dial it up a little bit? Maybe. But I do know all kinds of stuff about peanut butter that most people don't know.
Did you choose to do the special in Lexington, Kentucky because that's where they make Jif?
It was...
Was that a factor?
Part of it. Here's the thing. The club is a great club, and it had the feel that I wanted. That's the most thing. Like, also, like Nate Bargatze wanted to be there, and with Nate's schedule, he has like one. He had like literally one Saturday, over a 6 month period. So it was like it has to be on that weekend. So there were only a few clubs that weren't booked that weekend, you know, like that, you know, that would book me and that weren't booked. And so it was like, and that was one of them. The I was actually looking to do it in Cincinnati, which where Procter & Gamble headquarters was. We had it booked there, and Nate couldn't do that date, and then they didn't have the date open, so I went to Lexington. But yeah.
Now, didn't Nate kill an SNL, man?
God, I thought he was great, man.
And, well, first of all, the skits around, the skits that they wrote for him that he was in were funny as hell, and he pulled it off. And so that helped. Everything was the George Washington skit was amazing.
That's one of my favorite sketches I've seen in a while.
They are billing it as an instant classic.
Yeah,
really.
And I don't believe I that felt he that didn't way write too. Most of that.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think I'm sure he had something to do with it.
I'm sure it had a lot to do with it.
But I also you know, there's good writers there, and Nate's came up in the New York stand-up scene. So I bet you
they wrote. They,
you know, like he
they know how to write him.
Whoever wrote it,
it's amazing.
They knew Nate's sensibilities really well because, like, it was perfect for him. Man.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Especially he says, "What's 1,000 pounds?" He goes, "Nothing." I mean, that line, he pulls that line off so amazing. And it's just, it's one word.
Yeah, way he plays it so straight on it, and I mean.
Well, the way he played it off is like he's been doing that bit for years.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it was like, oh, this must be a staple from his act. But
he was pretty amazing, man.
I thought it was one of the best sketches I've ever seen. I'm glad that people are saying that.
Yes.
I think he brought that same kind of straight man thing to that soul food sketch where he was just trying to
play that down. But he didn't have any lines there. Yeah, I like that skit. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. But he was great. He was great. Nate's coming to town, right?
You said that? Yeah, in February.
All right.
Yeah, Kansas City and Omaha, like the same weekend.
Greg Warren and Sean O'Brien are at the Funny Bone starting tomorrow night, Friday and Saturday, Funny Bone
and
in Omaha.
And Sunday, we've got a 1 o'clock family show.
That's right.
It's really fun.
Once a year, we do an all-ages family show, and because we have to have the appropriate jiffy kind of guy.
I'll ask you to the break, but after Sean, how do you handle the... How'd you start handling the kids? Because, you know, you don't...
Wow, that's not the best way to put
it. Rather talk to adults, I'm sure.
Tyler, I think that's literally the only reason I go on any tour with Greg, is that's the one thing I do really well, I think.
Oh, you're a funny guy.
No. I kid. No, actually, it's pretty fun, man. You just go up there, you know, I keep it clean and, you know, bring on stage. No, it's cool. It's really
also,
cool.
Also, I want to hear some stories about the Bert Kreischer cruise. You got any,
Warren? It was amazing, It was unbelievable.
All ever made a kid cry when you said Peter Pan sucks?
We can. You want to tell it now, or should we tell it when we get back?
We'll take a break.
Hold on to it.
Yeah, me and Sean did.
Take a break.
Okay, you made a kid cry.
we both did, and it was a bit we do all the time, and we made a kid cry.
And more on the Bert Kreischer cruise.
Got to hear that.
Greg was on.
Come on back.